here, a million miles away in the mountains. I couldn't run anywhere, right? So then you know what I did?
I got naked. Don't ask me why. I'm really not sure myself, so just be quiet and listen to the rest. Anyhow, I took every stitch of clothing off and got out of bed, and I got down on my knees on the floor in the white moonlight. The heating was off, and the room must have been cold, but I didn't feel cold. There was some kind of special something in the moonlight that was coming in at the window, and it was wrapping my body in a thin, protective, skin-tight film. At least that's how I felt. I just stayed there naked for a while, but then I took turns holding different parts of my body out to be bathed in the moonlight. I don't know. It just seemed like the most natural thing to do. The moonlight was so absolutely incredibly beautiful that I couldn't not do it. My head and shoulders and arms and breasts and tummy and legs and bottom and, you know, around there, one after another, I dipped them in the moonlight like taking a bath. If somebody had seen me from outside, they'd have thought it was very, very strange. I must have looked like some kind of full moon pervert going bonkers in the moonlight. But nobody saw me, of course. Though, come to think of it, maybe that boy on the motorcycle was somewhere looking at me. But that's okay. He's dead. If he wanted to look, and if he'd be satisfied with that, I'd be glad to let him see me. But anyhow, nobody was looking at me. I was doing it all alone in the moonlight. And every once in a while, I close my eyes and think about the duck people, who were probably sleeping near the pond somewhere. I think about the warm, happy feeling that the duck people and I had created together in the daytime. Because finally, the duck people are an important kind of magic, kind of protective amulet kind of thing for me. I stayed kneeling there for a long time after that, just kneeling all alone, all naked in the moonlight. The light gave my skin a magical color, and it threw a sharp black shadow of my body across the floor all the way to the wall. It didn't look like the shadow of my body, but one that belonged to a much more mature woman. It wasn't a virgin like me. It didn't have my corners and angles, but was fuller and rounder with much bigger breasts and nipples. But it was the shadow that I was making, just stretched out longer, with a different shape. When I moved, it moved. For a while, I tried moving in different ways and watching very, very carefully to see what the connection was between me and my shadow, trying to figure out why it should look so different. But I couldn't figure it out. The more I looked, the stranger it seemed. Now, here comes the part that's really hard to explain, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. I doubt if I can do it, but here goes. Well, to cut a long story short, all of a sudden I burst into tears. I mean, if it was in a screenplay or something, it'd go, "Make Kasahara, here with no warning, covers face with hands, wails aloud, collapses in tears." But don't be too shocked. I've been hiding it from you all this time. But in fact, I'm the world's biggest crybaby. I cry for anything. It's my secret weakness. So for me, the fact that I burst out crying for no reason at all was not such a surprise. Usually, though, I just have myself a little cry, and then I tell myself it's time to stop. I cry easily, but I stop just as easily. Tonight, though, I just couldn't stop. The cork popped, and that was that. I didn't know what had started me, so I didn't know how to stop myself. The tears just came gushing out like blood from a huge wound. I couldn't believe the amount of tears I was producing. I seriously started to worry I might get dehydrated and turn into a mummy if this kept up. I could actually see and hear my tears dripping down into the white pool of moonlight, where they were sucked in as if they had always been part of the light. As they fell, the tears caught the light of the moon and sparkled like beautiful crystals. Then I noticed that my shadow was crying too, shedding clear, sharp shadow tears. Have you ever seen the shadows of tears, Mr. Wind-Up Bird? They're nothing like ordinary shadows, nothing at all. They come here from some other distant world, especially for our hearts. Or maybe not. It struck me then that the tears my shadow was shedding might be the real thing, and the tears that I was shedding were just shadows. You don't get it, I'm sure, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. When a naked 17-year-old girl is shedding tears in the moonlight, anything can happen. It's true. So that's what happened in this room about an hour ago, and now I'm sitting at my desk writing a letter to you in pencil, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, with my clothes on, of course. Bye-bye, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. I don't quite know how to put this, but the duck people in the woods and I are praying for you to be warm and happy. If anything happens to you, don't hesitate to call me out loud again. Good night.
37. Two different kinds of news. The thing that disappeared.
"Cinnamon carried you here,"
said Nutmeg. The first thing that came to me when I woke was pain in different twisted forms. The knife wound gave me pain, and all the joints and bones and muscles in my body gave me pain. Different parts of my body must have slammed up